Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to today's episode, which, oh my goodness, I have a funny story that fits so perfectly into this episode, which is all about consistency is a muscle. I'm super fired up, and you'll realize why in a moment. This episode is for you. If you are someone who tends to think, oh, I need to find my motivation, or I can't find my motivation, or I had my motivation, things were going really well, and then, well, I lost it, and my follow-through has been lackluster. If you've said any of those things, or if you are ready to even up-level your consistency, this episode is for you. I'm just going to dive in because even in the recording of this episode, I am reminded about the power of consistency with this funny, funny thing called a metronome. Now, if you've never seen a metronome or heard a metronome, it is a device, a tool. My daughter, I think, had one at some point. No, she always had an app. Some people have them like on their desks, on their pianos when they play an instrument. It goes back and forth at a specific steady beat or rhythm, and you can set it to different beats. I had never used a metronome until years ago when I was a runner or running, training for marathons, and I had had some hip stuff, and I had gone to see my chiropractor and then a running coach to really try to improve my form. And the running coach suggested that I speed up my cadence, right? The speed of my legs, not necessarily to increase my speed, but to help so that I wasn't spending so much time on the ground. And to get me used to the rate that she wanted me to turn over my legs, she suggested I use a metronome for training. And then she said, you know, but you're not going to run with a metronome long term. That might make you a little crazy. Well, I do these things that people say I shouldn't do. And actually, what I ended up doing that entire training season and even during the marathon is, as I had a playlist, a music playlist for that particular long run or the marathon, I would insert the metronome for 90 seconds to 2 minutes every hour so that I would bring myself back to that beat, to that cadence. The reason that I share this story is a metronome reminds us it's step after step, right? Tick after tick, sound after sound, beat after beat. It's about showing up consistently with a rhythm, with a pattern. And the reason that I'm particularly thinking about a metronome is that this morning I recorded this episode with something new on my computer. And I had even been told in the tutorials, make sure you tick off metronome. I thought I had it ticked off. Well, you know what, everybody? I recorded the entire episode with a metronome ticking in the background, to which I could only laugh because it just cracked me up that on the episode where I am asking you to consider that consistency is a muscle, there was a metronome going in the background the entire time. So here I am, hopefully with no metronome, but if there is, now you know why, because we're just going with it. But I wanted to share this with you because you don't need to find your motivation. You don't. When you decide to build consistency as a muscle towards whatever it is that you want to create more of in your life, it creates its own momentum. It creates its own rhythm. It creates its own feedback loop for you to notice progress, for you to notice things. Right? And there's a few reminders about this power of seeing consistency as a muscle rather than seeing it as something that you're not good at. Because if you were good at it, right, there are probably already certain things that you are consistent about. In fact, I would ask you or urge you to pause there and think about what is it that you are consistent about in your life? Maybe there's a habit or a pattern that you have developed, you do follow through with. What helped you get consistent there? What helped you stay committed to that? Once you know that, it gives you information because there are patterns in us that help us develop this consistency, that help us nurture this muscle, right? So noticing where you do it in other parts of your life, really important, because maybe you can insert that into this new thing that you want to create more of, or habit or pattern or routine, or whatever it is that you are judging yourself about not following through on enough. What if we could change that story and decide that you are going to build your follow through as a muscle? And before I keep going, I also want to remind you, if we're talking about consistency as a muscle, I'm going to go back to my Peloton workouts. At some point, you guys are going to get sick of the Peloton references, but, or even if you do, I'm going to still do it and still share them. Here's what I know. When we are working out, our muscles need recovery. One of the Peloton coaches, Matt Wilpers, who I ride with a lot, talks about plan out your workout, but also plan your rest days. Know when it is you're going to take a break, because your muscles need rest and recovery just as much, perhaps if not more, as they do need the active work. So if you want to build a habit, if you want to recommit to a mindset, a pattern, a professional goal, anything, think about how you're going to do it, right? Schedule your action steps, do all that, but also think about how will you recover? How will you rest? Because that momentum of constantly doing, 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 that's not sustainable. And that's where we burn out. That's where we start to self-sabotage ourselves. That's where we start to fall off the wagon or judge ourselves, or my favorite, get into all or nothing thinking, right? I did this, I did this, I did this, and then I didn't do it. And ugh, I'm bad at it. No, no. It simply means that for a few days, you weren't actively engaged in nurturing that muscle, in building that muscle. But I am here to nudge you all that if you're going to believe that consistency is a muscle, you also must give that muscle time to rest and recover. Okay? Have I made my point sufficiently clear? Very good. So, if we are thinking about building consistency as a muscle, this is about taking committed, consistent action, like you are taking one step at a time, just like I did when I trained for those marathons. One strike of the foot after another, right? It's not about getting to the finish in one foul swoop. It's about showing up moment after moment, day after day, week after week, month after month. And so the important thing here is to know what it is you want to be consistent about, right? And why is that important to you? Because here's the other thing I know about consistency. It's really hard to get consistent about something that doesn't mean anything to you, or to get consistent about something that you're only doing because everybody else says you should. Those are not the types of consistency muscles that I'm talking about building. Those are should muscles. And frankly, I think our should muscles all need a rest. So whatever it is that you think you want to create more of, get clear on it. Why is it important to you? What will change in your life if you get consistent about this thing? If you commit to building this like a muscle, which takes time. You can't see this, but I'm like pounding my fist on my thigh. Right? Why is this important? And what will shift in your life? You might also think about, is there another pattern or habit that's getting in the way? So for instance, I know a lot of people and I have a lot of clients who want to build a morning routine, right? They want to journal, they want to meditate, they want to exercise, they want to do certain things in the morning. But when they really think about it, their nighttime routine and their sleep routine is the thing that either makes or breaks their mornings. So when they're thinking about what it is that needs to shift or get released, they need to release staying up late watching Netflix or staying on their phone or computer, right? Whatever it might be. So think about what might be getting in the way. And then decide, okay, what is the frequency with which you want to build this muscle? Is it daily? Is it 3 times a week? 4 times a week? 2 times a week? Is it once a week? or a certain number of times a month. What is that? And once you know that, put it on your calendar, on your schedule. It doesn't matter to me if it's paper or digital. If you have both, put it in both places. And then consider, once you have decided to put this on your schedule, you've prioritized it that much, how will you hold yourself accountable? If you saw my Thrive Journal, you would see checkboxes all over the place. I am somebody who likes to check off boxes. I like to know why things are important to me, what shifts they're going to help me create, but then I really like to see, oh, I've done it this many times, or all right, what happened here? Not judging myself, but just noticing. So decide, how will you stay accountable? Is that logging something digitally? Is it creating a calendar, creating a list of checkboxes? Will you use stickers? And how will you notice progress? That accountability will help you notice progress, because this isn't about an outcome. This is about you showing up to build this consistency muscle. You building this consistency muscle will create its own outcomes. It will create its own ripples. It will create momentum, and it might even inspire you. But in order for any of those things to happen, you get to create this muscle of consistency. And then lastly, you just have to show up. And I say have to, right? But really, it's choose to and then get to. You get to choose to show up, and then you get to show up. Now, let's be honest, right? We all have days, we all have life where stuff happens. And your consistency muscle will not shrivel up if life happens for a day here or there, or even 2 days here or there, if you come back and choose to keep building it. And remember to give it active or not so active recovery, true rest. So, consistency. It's a muscle. You don't have to find it. You don't need to be motivated. You don't even need to be inspired. You need to know why you want to get consistent about whatever it is you want to create more of, why it matters to you, why it matters in your life. And then you need to choose it and build it step after step, metronome tick after metronome tick, infused with some rest and maybe even some self-love.